Welcome to the Life Lessons Podcast with your host, yours truly, Philip Peter.
Yes, guys, we're back with another episode. You already know what the thing is. It's Life Lessons. So, we have Jovan Simpson with us. You don't know.
Hey, guys.
Part of the family. And we have the birthday girl in the house, fam. Yes, fam. Woo. So, that's Sarah Campbell, if you don't know. So, you can say hi to the people, Sarah.
Hello.
Yes, that's the loudest again to get to there. So, the topic we're looking at today is gratefulness. The premise of this conversation is that most times when, as a college student, when your parents help you or other people help you, and it may not be what you're looking for necessarily, stating that fact, most times people think that you're ungrateful. So we want to look at that and delve into it a little bit more, because it's one of the popular things Jamaicans pull up. You're ungrateful, eh? And it's really a case that they did it to help themselves in the first place. Right? So, Jovan, what do you think about that?
Well, I mean, I believe that it can be possible. Saying that you can be grateful for something, nevertheless, you have an opinion as to what it should have been, or let's say you wanted something in addition, or let's say there's a fault with the thing in which you got. So I think the example I would give is, perhaps let's say I got a cake for my birthday, and everybody should know that I'm a Mega Mart cake person. But let's say you got sugar and spice.
Right,
I'd be like,
he makes strange
decisions. Spice.
Mega Mart.
Yes.
No, I'm being criticized, guys. I'm being judged in this room. If you should see the look that Sarah has, and the expression that Mr. Peter has,
something that pour more
they're,
water.
They're criticizing me currently. But anyways, I love Mega Mart cake. Mega Mart, you can go ahead and sponsor. But yeah, I love Mega Mart cake. And so let's say, for example, somebody gave me sugar and spice. I mean, I would enjoy it. I would be grateful for it. But at the end of the day, if you ask me if it was great, I would say it was good.
But
because really and truly, it wasn't great. It was good.
Okay.
So great would
so
be Mega Mart.
Thankful for the cake.
I would be thankful.
But that is gratitude.
Yes, I would be thankful.
No, but whenever you say thanks, yeah.
Y'all didn't give me a cake. Y'all didn't give me a cake. So I don't know why should I be saying thanks
to
you.
When you give me the example a while ago, they say it was good. You never said thanks.
No, but the question was if I enjoyed it. And I said it was good.
But the socially acceptable reply would have been
thanks.
It was good. Thanks. Thank you.
No, yeah. But hold on. For those that know me, know that I say thank you for the least thing.
So
I would have already said thanks.
Okay.
The moment I got it, I would have already said thanks.
Okay,
because if they give me a stone, we don't know where you give me a stone for, we're not going to say thanks.
Alright, stone the outside, so we test that theory. So you're saying that you would be grateful,
yeah,
but you wouldn't be optimally pleased. That's right.
Perhaps. It's like getting a Honda card when in actuality you needed a BMW. You're grateful for the vehicle,
mm-hmm,
but it's not a BMW. And therefore, you say thanks a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, that's a car. I probably wouldn't say one thing.
No,
probably just enjoy
that. You see, the difference there is because based on our income class, car is a major thing.
Yeah, it's a major thing.
On a level that it isn't a major thing.
Yeah, that's true.
Where it's like a Mega Mart cake to them, for example.
Yeah. I know that difference could be where you see ungratefulness comes up, because you would see persons that are much more privileged. Let's say they get a Honda card for the birthday, and they know that daddy can afford the BMW. They'd be like, I don't want the Honda card.
No, but that's his perspective coming into play. How do you know that at that particular moment, you can afford it. You don't know what he's going through or what he had to do, what strings he had to pull in order to get
the ungrateful child would never consider those things.
Being ungrateful.
No, that's why the perspective comes into play. They don't have the perspective.
But being ungrateful is often paired with being inconsiderate. Which perhaps is often it would be paired with or connected to not being crud, I just lost my thought. But it's basically a case that you feel entitled. You feel entitled. So
to get even more that you actually
So that would be the crux there. But what do you think about it, Sarah?
Well, we're the entitlement. You want an example? I have the perfect example.
Perfect.
Alright. So, as a college student, you know, when you do your exam, they expect a grade. So when so when you sign on to the portal or you log into the portal, you look for a grade when, you know, for the semester, it's only one grade you get. You're thankful for that one lecture posting the grade or handing in the grades, and you're happy to see it, yes. But at the end of the day, you want all 5 of your grade or all 6, all 10 of your grades. So yes, you're thankful for one of them, but at the end of the day, your goal or your need was not fulfilled to the max or how it should be.
Well,
so at the end of the day, your need not fulfilled. There's still more that should be done.
That's good. But
gratitude and complaining is.
But here's the counter to that now. In that, since you're going to be shady and just go down this road. there were a couple missing for me, and at one point I got to the point where I didn't focus on it anymore. I wasn't concerned about it because I knew that in my heart I knew that I'd never get it. And as it is right now, the sheet is much more full than it was last year. Matter of fact, as it is now, I think I'm almost. I mean, third year with it. And then the thing is that the difference between me and Sarah is that I know the inner workings of why it's not there. So knowing information does help.
Perspective.
Yes, information helps.
Yeah, because but you have
we have had this conversation before and you don't listen to me when I tell you.
No comment.
Oh,
the room is getting heated, guys.
Right? So it brings out a salient point though, in that being informed about the full context does help, because even with Sarah's point about the what the father can afford at this current point in time is crucial. But the other side of it is it a case that getting a start isn't good enough? Because people are subscribing to the belief now, it's a popular thing on social media where people say you don't deserve anything, and that is on the backdrop of how entitled we are as a society now. And when I say as a society, I mean on a global scale. Of course, it's more so prevalent in foreign, but we still catch it here and there. So is it a case that if you don't get what you ideally want or desire, can you look at it as a start and be grateful for it in that context? And then when your response to the person or whoever gives you whatever it is, it can be tailored in such a way that you don't even bring up the fact that it isn't what was ideal for you. You just focus on the fact that you actually got it.
Yeah, if you and have you know, the it's better than nothing mindset.
And you know,
but if you have the trouble with the if it's better than nothing. If I buy you a gift, and this is just a prelude, say better no. Okay. So if I buy you a gift and you have the nerve to say it's better than nothing, you can kiss all other gifts goodbye.
I mean, it kind of switches around the argument, you know, because if you look at it from that approach, then you look at it and you say to be grateful would be when a person really and truly just wants to thank you for making that effort despite what it whatever it is. So let's say, as I mentioned the cake earlier, somebody bought me a sugar and spice instead of a Mega Mart cake, and for me now to be in the purest form of gratefulness, I would just say, yo, thanks a lot, you know. Because knowing that nobody had to buy me a cake, really and truly, I would just say, yo, thanks. And not even pay attention to the thought that, yo,
that
it wasn't really a Mega Mart cake. So I wouldn't even make mention of it. Because that could be problematic. Because it could cause a problem between you and the individual. The person might just misunderstand you and say, yo, wait, so you're not grateful for the fact that I bought you a cake?
But the thing is, most times when, what do you call it, ingratitude or ungratefulness? Most times when that is being shown, it's not expressed verbally, at least. I rarely see it being expressed verbally. It's done through non-verbal means.
What? Meaning, what? You're not getting, not getting what you actually wanted?
No, like, when you get it, but you show the, you
body
don't,
language.
You don't express your displeasure verbally. You use your body language.
Yeah, so you said, thanks, but...
Well,
same time, but overnight.
We've been around different crowds, guys. I've met some persons that will express right there straightforwardly that, hey, this ain't no Mega Mart cake.
Yeah, but
this ain't no BMW.
You have to remember,
so we
are
going down the card here.
This is team passive aggressive here, so we operate differently. So, and then the thing is that most times when that occurs, where your body language speaks louder than what you actually say. Sometimes it comes from a context of you not being able to express yourself from home. So,
is that shared?
Fam, no.
Okay.
I need to call the fire department. It's getting hot again.
No, fam. No. And you know I do this for a living. So if that was what I was going to do, I'd just speak. Right? But if you're, and there is even in that, when you're not able to express yourself at home, there's always this apprehension of making your thoughts like verbal. So sometimes you'll involuntarily shut up. But because this displeasure has been locked up in you for so long, your body gave away. Right? In that, what do you mean by your body giveaway? You say thanks, but
with your body language,
the thanks dry.
Yeah.
Your eye look all about the place. Your shoulder them drop. You look more stressed out after you get the gift than before. All of them thing there. And then...
As Peter rightfully said, you know, it's good to train ourselves in the manner where we express the... We try and express the purest form of gratefulness, no matter what. If it's even for plaster a fake smile by our face, like a professional one, not the
sarcastic ones. If you are, if you internalize what genuine gratefulness is, it doesn't have to be fake, because you will know that this is not exactly what you desired, but it is an ex- because for some people, this is their love language. Giving gifts is their love language. What if the person buy the cake and the cake mash up and you actually not get no night to eat? You ever met
that? With that, what if the person didn't exist in your life, or what if that person wasn't as kind as they are and decide to buy you a cake?
Yeah. So
I mean, me personally, I grew up with a mindset that, yo, mommy never feel this, you know, so. I'm grateful for it, and I think it have a lot to do with how you grow, you know.
True that.
You know, that moral standard that you set for yourself, or that was set for you rather, you grew up knowing that, yo, if somebody give me one stone, and you know, your mother grow enough to take stone from people, but nevertheless, it's a stone, and the person that try to express something to you. So you just take it and say, all right, then, thanks.
They express something when they give you this, them just give you the stone.
Yeah, they might
that
express something.
That different from
too.
Somebody just giving you a stone and expecting you to be thankful for it.
I mean,
there's no context behind the gift.
No,
some people are not necessarily verbal.
We're not going to the extreme end. We're not saying that somebody will just take up a random stone and give somebody.
Well, if I come home and give you a stone and I don't say anything, you're just going to accept. You're not going to accept. All right,
you know,
this is for
let's change it from stone. Let's say somebody come and give you a
chocolate bar.
Under a card, no man, give you a under a card.
I'm going to ask, why are you giving me this?
Really?
Yes.
But that
viewers, as
yes,
a male,
I'm out of the blue and give
if,
me something.
If what do you mean? If you don't know the person?
If you walk in here and hand me a key to a Honda Accord, I'm going to ask you, Javon, where did you get this from? Why are you giving me the key?
Why am I,
are you asking me to hold
Sarah
the key for you?
Sarah, I'm asking it, so nobody
well,
I have my learners. Thank you very much.
Viewers,
you're by the learners because you don't want to do the test.
Viewers, I guess it's different because Sarah wouldn't know me that well. So that question will be warranted. But if it is that somebody from my family, for example, comes up to me and gives me a key for a car, I'd be like, as long as me get the papers with it, me good.
Alright. So the context does matter.
Yeah.
Context does matter.
I mean, as long as I get the papers for it, as long as it's not something that was illegally acquired.
Well, why would you know if it's illegal if you don't question them?
That's
what
the papers.
I'm saying. You can get falsified papers and fake paper for all right, paper.
Let the record show I'm talking about properly done legal papers. Legal papers.
I'm gonna ask you something. Asking the question about the papers, I'm gonna reveal that the papers them fake.
No, when you're asking the right questions, you get the answer.
Oh, so Sarah is about to question. I've given the person a question here
but
before she accepts the gift.
What's the Tyler Perry show? Where do you watch that?
No.
No, don't dodge me, don't dodge me.
The name of the show is yeah. Fall from Grace.
And didn't she ask him,
she did not
why, ask why is he doing this when he approach her and take care of her good? He never asked that. She never asked that.
She asked why, I thought you didn't watch it.
I watched that synopsis from.
Oh,
okay. The record show, Sarah just flashed her here.
She's been flashing.
She asked why me, right? But I was only one person, she didn't go down into it. And he did not answer her question.
Okay.
He turned it around on her.
I don't even know what the movie is about, so I'm
A Fall from Grace, I should watch it. So, just wanted to have that conversation. So, we'll pick up next week with a different topic. Let us know when you hear this, what you would want us to talk about. Have a blessed weekend. It has been Philip Peter.
Javon Simpson.
Sarah
Campbell.
Jesus.
Hope you were grateful for this one.
Have a blessed weekend. Thank you.